Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. We are so close to the holidays, and I have to just say, this is the first year that I am not stressed. I am in grateful mode, and I hope that you are too. And, of course, I'm so grateful that you are tuning in here to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And really, you know, we just had that beautiful rain. I know a lot of the houses out here in Ventura got hit hard, but you know what? Let it wash away anything that has been really holding you back in life. And I am so excited. 2024 is going to be on fire. And I've got some incredible things that we're going to be doing different on the show. And so I'm so grateful that you are here. I do want to give our phone number out, and that phone number is 805-419-0008. Of course, we've got a couple gift certificates, and I want you to get in here because one of my favorite restaurants, in fact, they are my first guests that are going to be on today. And, of course, we're going to be giving gift certificates away. So you can text me at this number. You can email me if you already have my email. But text me or call me and get your name in for this because I would love you to be a part of what is happening out here. And we're talking about the Manhattan of Camarillo. We have two $25 gift certificates. You can call in right now, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And of course, I always start my show with something uplifting. Love the giver more than the gift. It's like people used to say, let's go to dinner. Where do you want? I don't care. I just want to have your presence. I just want to be with you. It's the same thing. You know, when you get something that you love, like love, I love this. Love the giver more than the gift. All right. With that, I am really excited. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. One of my team members will get back with you. Let's bring on our first guest, and of course, Tom Petrucci and Alfonso Betancourt. They are from Manhattan of Camarillo, sponsors of mine for 2023, going into 2024. And, of course, if you've never been there, 5800 Santa Rosa Road, and it's an incredible Italian restaurant. They've got a beer garden. I'm just going to bring them on, and let's welcome Tom and Alfonso. How are you guys?
Hi, Kim.
Great.
Good morning.
Hi, Kim. Good morning,
Kim. Great. And what's going on at the holidays? I know that there was just a comedy night that was had a couple of those, and they're just – so much fun, but also you have like trivia night. You guys got everything happening there. Tom, let's start with you. Talk to us about what's happening.
Yeah. Hi, Kim. Thanks again for having us on. And we are moving into the holidays, and we've been super busy with a lot of family events and corporate events in our wine room. We have a private wine room, holds up to 40 guests. And this time of year, it's very popular. So, we're getting through that. But coming up, we have tomorrow, we're going to be open New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve from 3 to 7:30, serving our dinner menu. So if you don't feel
that's
like
right.
cooking.
Talk to us about that, Christmas Eve. I almost was like, you know what, maybe I'll just go there instead. But my family wants a little bit of cooking, but... Talk to us about what are you serving? And
yeah,
maybe we can have Alfonso. Alfonso, are you going to talk about what you're serving, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to do our normal dinner menu. We're also going to do a happy hour out in the beer garden. So as far as menu is concerned, it's pretty much our standard Sunday night, but we wanted to open up and offer service to those that, you know, are a little busy, have people, have family in town,
want to get
out of the kitchen for a little bit. So we are open. And then and then New Year's Eve, we're really excited. We do this every year, and it's our popular gala beginning at 9 p.m. on New Year's Eve. And that includes a three-course dinner, champagne toast at right at midnight. We have Jeannie Tatum and her band performing live. And there's dancing. We have party favors for everyone. And it's a very, very fun night. Jeannie really brings the energy.
Jeannie is a beautiful soul. She really is. Yes, I know her personally too. And I love it. So like it's a built-in party that you get to go and have fun and enjoy it. I love it. What are you serving on New Year's?
Well, we have you know, I like to use New Year's Eve to make dishes that have been popular throughout the year. I bring back some old dishes. I bring some new dishes. And we just have fun with it. We don't have to we want you to have an experience, and we want you to remember us not only by the food but by the what you experienced that year. And we're looking forward to it. You know, 2023 has been really good to us, and we've been blessed there at the Manhattan. And we just want, like you said, it's about the giving and not receiving, you know. And so we just want to give a good time.
I love that, Alfonso. And talk to us about the beer garden, okay? I mean, you know, you have like a couple different experiences in each room. So you've got the beer garden. Then you have the traditional restaurant where you've got almost like a nightclub, you know, there's some dancing, music. And then you have the special room that you can have a private party in it. I love that. You could actually have three different experiences in there. And the beer garden is like a very casual drop-in, kind of a Cheers. I hope I didn't just date myself, but that's kind of what it feels like in there. What do you think, Tom and Alfonso?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah, you described it very well. There's really almost two restaurants under one roof. We branded the outside as the Madison Beer Garden, and like you said, it is more casual. There's TVs out there if you want to catch the game. Alfonso's developed a wonderful small bites and pub style food menu out there that is very, you know, very popular. It's got burgers and pizzas, but it also has some salads on there, mac and cheese, a lot of different sandwiches. So he's done a phenomenal job on getting that menu out. And
Alfonso, you know, I have to tell you, you really have, because you know what? It's just so inviting. There's so many areas that, you know, if you just want to stop by and have lunch or stop by and have a bite and a beer or your margarita, my favorite, right? Let's talk about that for a second, because a lot of people love margaritas.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, a lot of the Steve Brown, our head bartender and bar manager, he deserves really all the credit for those margaritas. He has a great recipe. They're fresh. They're muddled fresh. And, you know, he does a really good job, and people remember him. You know, we take pride from the food to the drinks to the service. And so it's we're really lucky to have such a great team behind the bar making those drinks, you know, people remember them. They're super delicious. You don't even know you're drinking them until you stand up, I guess.
That's perfect. I love that. I love that. And Tom, you are such a great leader. You know, I mean, you've had people there, your team, for a long time, and everybody is so warm and inviting, and, you know, you could just see it's like a, you know, it's a very upscale but very comfortable place that you want to come and hang out and listen to music and talk to us about the music.
Yeah, well, you know, we've always wanted to incorporate the music into the experience. So, you know, we have live music, and we've invested in that, and it's something that people really enjoy as they dine. So Wednesday through Saturday, we have some sort of live music one way or the other. So Wednesday and Thursday, it's usually a soloist, either a piano or guitarist. And then Friday and Saturday, we have, you know, more upbeat. Usually there's a duo that comes in and plays danceable music later in the evening. And it's a dinner show. You know, Alfonso and I were just talking about it yesterday. It's like a free show. I mean, you can dine or have a drink at the cocktail tables, and we bring in some really, really good local entertainment, and these are professional people. So I would not miss it.
I love that. Talk to us about, I know that, first of all, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, but then as the year goes on, you also have happy hour menus. Talk to us about that. I mean, those are, like, incredible, and I really want people to be able to, like, put that on their map, you know?
Absolutely. So, you know, our happy hour menu consists of, like, just like Tom said, sandwiches, burgers, pizza, unique appetizers, seafood, fish and chips. We really have a great variety. We're very wide. The menu, a lot of people say, man, you have a huge menu. How do you do it? You know? And I said, you know, we like to provide options for people. And I think when you look at our happy hour menu, it has a little bit for everyone. It has someone for junior. It has someone for mom, for dad, even for grandma and grandpa. You know what I mean? So it's like we're trying to cover a wide variety that so you can, it's a one-stop shop. Coming into this new year, I always change the menu slightly in the beginning of the year and into the summer. And so there's going to be a couple of changes coming up, some new things into the winter time. I like to change, you know, that way it keeps it fresh. And by doing that, people are excited. You know, we also have our burger of the month that has become really, really popular. Every month we create a new burger, and people seem to, that's the first question they ask, what's the new burger this month? And so I get excited when I hear that, because that means that they're thinking of us, and that's great.
There you go. I love it. And for the people that are vegetarian, I just have to say eggplant parmesan. Oh my gosh. It's really, really good. You do a great job there. Tom, I want to talk about Wednesdays. I know we never really talk about this, but I really want people to know what you do on Wednesdays.
Yeah. So Wednesday is kind of a midweek offer for people that want to come in and try and not spend all of their savings in one shot. But so we're offering a midweek special, $25, starts at $25. It's a three-course menu. So you get your choice of a soup or salad. There's multiple different entree selections. And then you finish it off with dessert. And that starts at 4 p.m. Every Wednesday, goes till 8 p.m. And, you know, and then we have, you know, usually a pianist on Wednesday night. So, you know, I mean, you can't beat it, right? I mean, you have a live performer, $25 three-course meal, all in the heart of Santa Rosa, right in here in Camarillo. So we've been excited. That's been well attended, and you know, I can see why. I just wanted to put something out there that would give people a little taste of what we're doing without spending a fortune. So that was the idea behind that.
I love that. You did a great job on that. And now talked about online ordering, because if you want to stay home in the comfort of your home, but maybe you don't want to cook, okay, Manhattan's got you covered on this too.
Yeah, absolutely. You can order right from our website, themanhattanofcamarillo.com. Once you get on the site, just click on online ordering, and our dinner menu pops up. Some of the happy hour items are available for pickup, you can order right there. You can pay right there on the site, and once you come in the restaurant, just say you have a pickup order, and we'll have it ready at the bar for you. So we wanted to provide that option as well. You know, people have busy lives, and we get that, and we have a lot of we're surrounded out there in Santa Rosa Valley and Mission Oaks area of Camarillo with a lot of residential homes, young families. So we wanted to just, you know, give them the option of picking something up that's a little more quality than you know, something that they go through a drive-thru.
Fast food,
for.
Exactly. I know that so many people, and it's actually one of my favorites, but I just think this will resonate with a lot of people, and we never really talked about this, but your Caesar salad. Talk about your Caesar salad, Alfonso, because it's so good.
Well, thank you. Thank you for remembering and acknowledging that. Our Caesar salad, what makes our Caesar salad great, honestly, is the freshness. You know, we cut our lettuce daily, our recipe for our dressing is an old-fashioned, Caesar dressing. We make it from scratch. We make it in-house, and we're pretty consistent. I think consistency is probably one of the greatest things that we could do, because when you come back, it's the same one. You know, it's the same salad, it's the same dressing.
I have to totally agree with you, and that's really in business. Okay, as a business coach, also, it's about consistency. People think it's like, oh, it's one time, it's a two time. No, it's like you want to go there and have that same taste that you came back for.
Absolutely, I agree with you. It's and not to mention, one of my favorite parts of that salad is the pecorino cheese. We shave fresh pecorino cheese over it, and it just gives it that nice little taste, that little that tops it off, But yeah, we're excited about it.
Well, you guys have both, the whole team, you guys have done an incredible job. And the last thing I really want to talk about is how do our listeners become a VIP?
Yeah, you can go onto our website, and there's a little pop-up that comes up. It says become a VIP. You click on that, put in your name and your email address. And what that does is signs you up for our monthly email newsletter. I usually send out one a month, sometimes two. But that will get you information directly to your inbox of what we're doing, whether it's an event that we're having, a new menu release, new hours if we change them, or any other promotions that are going on. I send that out. That's how I initiate any of the announcements. So you would be the first to know on anything that is going on at the Manhattan. So just go onto the website and click on Become a VIP, and just a couple bits of information will get you on that list.
There you go. And, of course, that is themanhattanofcamarillo.com. And so that you can get your reservations and get your table set for you for New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve, it's 805-388-5550. Tom and Alfonso, happy holidays to you and your families and of course, the team over at the Manhattan of Camarillo. Thank you so much for trusting the Kim Pagano Show to share your message, and we are grateful for you and your restaurant. I love it. It's one of my favorites.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, and be safe.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. Merry Christmas.
Go ahead, Alfonso. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. I said thank you. Thank you so much for having us on, and I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And let's have a great 2024.
You got it. You got it. I just got chills. I know we're going to do that. And I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that if you're just tuning in right now, we've got two gift certificates, $25 each, and we'd love to get those in our hand, in your hand. So call up right now, text or call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Thank you so much, you guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Kim. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Norman Thatcher from TNT Anger Management. And, of course, another one of our sponsors. And I love this guy, too. He does so much for our community. So stay with us. And, again, get your name in for those $25 gift certificates to Manhattan of Camarillo, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show,
finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. If you haven't already called in, we have two gift certificates for Manhattan of Camarillo. Call right now, 419-0008. You just leave us your name, your number, and your email, or you can text at that number, too. My next guest, my next sponsor, He's been an incredible, not only friend, but such a community leader. He is the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, Norman Thatcher. And his mission is to provide anger management, coping skills, techniques to the citizens of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. And actually, he has gotten nationwide now because you can do all of that through FaceTime. And he is all over the place. This guy is an incredible. If you are having stress right now, we see it in the news. We hear it in the news. We talk about it all the time. And sometimes we don't do anything about it. So, of course, this is all about having a little bit different thing. We're going to be talking about stress, not having stress, and really holiday stresses that we can actually cope with. Norman, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me, and I'm hoping you're having a good day yourself.
I am. I was saying that this has actually been the least stressful for me this year. Going through the holidays. Usually I'm like running around like last minute, and I've really just kind of toned it down and simplified my life. And I know that that's really what we're going to talk about, stress versus hope. And talk to us, what does that mean exactly?
Well, I kind of came up with the acronym for what hope actually means. And actually the definition, in my opinion, of hope, it's just having the willpower and the optimism of having your mind set on a positive outcome. So I came up with a different kind of acronym for hope, and it's called SHINE, S-H-I-N-E. And S is to intervene for stress skills. H is to have happiness and have happiness habits. The I is for inspire action. The N is for network for hope. And E is for eliminating hope challenges. So I will go on and kind of give a definition of how to implement these things for your holiday stress, because of all the things that, like you mentioned, we're going through in just the world with holiday stress, world battles, road rage, deaths, at sporting events, you know, store robberies. I know we talked as one wife was actually injured because a husband said she didn't make her pancakes correct. And, you know,
crazy.
It just goes on and on. We only have a few minutes, but there's just so much going on in the world. And I just want to give my little support and peace to give interventions for all these things that are going on.
Well, it's not a little, it's a big, and I think the world needs this so bad. I mean, we have, you know, basically the world is in a war right now, and anything that we can do individually to make a difference, to be caring, to help your neighbors, to help somebody on the road. Look at this poor little baby that was shot on that shooting on the freeway. I mean, it's happening everywhere, even the animals. We need you more than ever right now. And first of all, I want you to give out your website so that people can know how to get in touch with you.
Sure. My website is www.tntams.com.
Okay. And your phone number, because people can just call you directly and make an appointment with you, correct?
Correct, yeah. The consultations are free. Usually the hardest part of this whole, intervention is making the call, but it's very simple. And my number is 818-264-6255.
Right. And you do this all virtually, and if they're local, then they can come into your Westlake office?
Yeah, I have a physical office in Westlake Village, which is at... Okay. It's right up Hampshire by the Four Seasons. And
okay.
So I am located in Westlake Village, but also do, city and nationwide Zoom and phone sessions and classes.
Right, right. And so, first of all, also, you take people through, if they are court how do you say that, court appointed? Is that correct?
It's a court mandation from a judge.
Court, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, they'll get a court order for X amount of hours of time that they need for anger management. I just want to mention that, not to be confused with domestic violence, because that is a whole separate program. But
right.
We just had a person call me yesterday, and actually, sometimes they're proactively trying to get anger management into their portfolio before they go to the judge. So it's kind of proactive before they see a judge for a different, event or misdemeanor. So I get some people will call to kind of proactively do anger management to kind of say, hey, look, this is what I'm doing prior to you mandating me anything. And in my experience, whatever classes that you have taken, if they do mandate, those classes will count towards their mandated hours.
So when somebody meets with you and they have a situation where they need some guidance, how do you talk to us about that?
Well, basically, people, it's a one-time event. Leading up to the event is where the work and the intervention of what I try to do and work with, so people don't get these mandated classes. So, like we talked about, the road rage and these deaths at sporting events, there's so many things that can lead up to that one last final, this is what has happened. But there's so many things, what I call stop signs, that people just kind of miss and don't implement, of making good decisions. And so that's what I try to have people come in, and we talk about, meeting on a weekly basis, just to see how things are going in your life. And, the consistency of having somebody to kind of roll over what your emotions are. Going through like all these holiday stressors right now, there's a lot of people that are stressing just with getting to the last minute of shopping for Christmas, and actually I am guilty of that, because I have to go tonight to start my Christmas shopping literally 3 days before Christmas. So
first of all, Amazon has helped me a lot. I'll just tell you that, okay? So, you do your shopping in your relaxed home, and right? But what are some of the behaviors and signs and, symptoms of, anger that people don't even really notice that they're doing it? I mean, I see people... I was just at a post office mailing something for my granddaughters and grandchildren. And this lady was insisting to the person behind her that I've done this before. She was wrapping and actually putting her package together as they were standing there. And he's like, it really needs to be done before this, as the line's out the door, And she started yelling, and she started, kind of stamping her feet. Those are forms, right?
Well, those are symptoms of a person that is kind of not in control of their emotions. So, I mean, anger is a normal emotion. We all have it. It can actually be a benefit to have at times. But I think what happens is a lot of people, and some of the consultations I get, are I go from 0 to 100 just like in seconds. And I need to kind of slow that down so I can make better decisions. And that's why... some of the things that I think of the topic of hope is kind of, like I said, the acronym of hope is shine. And just to kind of go through some of these to kind of give an example of what people can kind of slow down their emotion of making good decisions is, the first one is we talked about was S, it's just making a goal. So when you go to a store and your goal is just, hey, I just want to get 2 pairs of things for Christmas, and just make that very simplistic. It's, I have one goal. My goal is not to get in arguments with people at the store. Kind of budget your time a little bit more, so it's not just going to be a 5-minute purchase. It's going to take 20 minutes because everybody else is, procrastinating on their Christmas shopping. So you can kind of set some of these things kind of proactively and kind of measure so you don't make bad decisions and get in arguments. One of the other things I wanted to talk about was the H of the shine. And that's just having positive emotions and saying, hey, you know what? I know everybody is here basically for the same thing. Let's give them a couple minutes because I want the same service from the cashier or whatever when I get to the front of the line. Now, when people are going from zero to 100, like we say, that's where I think the most important thing is inspiring action, which is the eye of shine, is if you know this is a consistent thing for you, that's when I would call your counselor, your educator, your therapist. And so that's why I think calling for services is very important. And then the other two things for the end of Shine Bee is taking one step at a time. You know, just try not to make this like so much of a thing of I got to do this. Just do the one thing right and then go to the next thing. Do that right. And you're just kind of slowing your mind down so you're not just all over the place and making bad decisions. And then the last one of the E of Shine is expect challenges. There's going to be challenges in life, just like, you know, going to the store and people getting in arguments and fights about who was first in line. And it's like, you see that coming. Just expect it because
right.
that will help you make better decisions.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I love that. You should post that everywhere, Shine, especially through the holidays. Because I heard that really the holidays are, one, the hardest time. People, you know, either are missing, you know, loved ones. They feel alone. They feel isolated. And they're more sensitive. They even say that the stress on hearts are higher. And, you know, that's a big deal. So all of those things, it's almost like you're talking about managing your mind. And I'm really been really into that of like sometimes, you know, working on many different projects, you get a little out of whack, right? And so it's like, okay, I like that. Well, let me just kind of reorganize myself and start on this and finish it till the end and then finish the next one till the end. And also shopping and driving, take an extra 10 minutes. Knowing that there's going to be either traffic or stress, just so it's less stressful. So these are all things, right, that you can do to really help your stress and your anger.
Yeah, and that's just not through the holidays. And that's how we actually measure progress through anger management and stress management is the intensity of what you're going through when you first started and you just started these classes. 2 months, 5 months, 6 months from starting the classes, was it effective? Is the intensity of when things happen to you, are they as severe? So that 0 to 100 we talked about, you know what? Yeah, maybe it's now down to, okay, maybe I can feel myself, you know, getting intense because it is a situation, but I can kind of breathe and just say, hey, you know what? If I'm driving, especially when you're driving a vehicle on the road, just, you know, take that extra time and that intensity will hopefully diminish the duration of what your emotions are going through will hopefully lessen. And obviously then the measurement obviously of consistency of behavior. Am I really reacting as much as I did to these things, say, you know, 4 months ago? With the holidays, obviously I actually had a client tell me, you know, once I get through this holidays, I'm going to feel so much better. So like you just mentioned, you know, the holidays do bring a lot of joy and a lot of comfort and togetherness and just being family. But it also brings a lot of stress and anxiety because my son is on a flight to Detroit to go visit his wife's family. And he's just has a fear of flying. He just is afraid of it.
Monster.
So this is very stressful for him, but he's doing it to do it for the team and the family. And I hope he has a great time. So, that's the reality of,
life does have a lot of things that can make us anxious. And excitable and angry and emotional, all those things. But if we can use what you've talked about, one, shine, okay, and just, you know, really starting to know what our triggers are and stopping them so that we can be a better person and a better human being in this world. I think that that would be so helpful. I want you to give out your phone number again, and I want my listeners to not hesitate to call, or if they know somebody. How would you, if you saw somebody else going through this, how would you, you know, explain them, you know, or like recommend you?
Well, I would say, hey, it's okay to get help. A lot of people in society, they just feel like I got to take on the world myself. It's just, it's me. It's kind of their control of, oh, I see, you know, this is a weakness if I'm asking for help. I look at it completely different. I look at it, I praise people that want to help themselves because they're helping themselves and possibly their family and their children and society in general. So, you know, making the call to, you know, that, like I've always mentioned, but making the call is kind of, it's the hardest part for a lot of people, because it's kind of like, oh, I'm admitting I need help, but I don't look at it as that. I look at it as, you know, you're getting, you know, people don't have a problem going to the gym to make their physical body look better, but people don't tend to have their mental health, you know, get better. And so that's why I think it's important to, you know, get help from, again, your therapist or counselor or psychiatrist or anger management or whoever it is.
I love it. Say, have your team on you. Norman, yeah. Give out your phone number one more time, please.
Sure. It's 818-264-6255.
All right. Norman, thank you so much for being a part of our show and for all you do for our community and really just the person that you are. I'm wishing you and your family a happy, healthy holiday, and I can't wait to have you back on again.
Well, thank you, Kim, for having me, and you enjoy your holidays yourself and just to the community of Ventura and L.A. County and to everybody out there. May your holidays be blessed, and let's shine out there.
There you go. I love it. All right. Thank you so much, Norman, and I will talk to you later. Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we have Shika Narula, and you are the Managing Director, Consumer and Small Business Products at Bank of America. And, of course, we're going to be talking about, I've already heard people saying, like, I already went over my budget, and that's so disappointing because after everything's done, you have bills, right? And so it's like a final financial responsibility to yourself to just have fun but not overshop. And so going into 2024, how do we set that financial resolution so we're not looking back at all the stuff we overspent?
No, absolutely. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure joining you this morning, Kim. But it, you know, what you said is what's important. As you know, it's very easy to get swept away in the excitement of buying gifts for your loved ones. So as you are towards the tail end of the holiday shopping season, just make sure you stay within your shopping budgets. All the people that you have on your list, and you know the dollar limits that you've assigned to each one of them, just stay within that, as hard as that is. And, you know, and in case you do end up in a place where you do overspend a little bit in one area, see if there are other areas you can pull back on a little bit.
Yeah, that's such a simple thing to even think about. Shika, I mean, is this like the trend that people don't keep to their budgets? Or in what is, as we are at the end, right? People are starting to panic. Maybe they haven't shopped, right? I'm one of those that kind of shop all year long, and I don't go crazy at the holidays because
thank God, you know, a lot of people already have what they need. So it's just a gift from the heart, correct?
Yeah, totally. You know, some of the trends we're observing this year actually is that clients or consumers started shopping a little bit earlier than usual this year. During the peak holiday shopping weekend, going from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday, we saw spending on debit and credit was in fact up 5% year on year, and you know they were making purchases on things such as cosmetics, clothing stores, and making purchases on experiences such as booking their travel, air tickets, cruises, etc. But you know, again, like I said, it's very important as you're moving towards the tail end to stay within your shopping budgets.
I love that. And you're right. You know what? We did a lot of experiences this year because how many more toys could you get your kids, your grandchildren? How many more ties and stuff like that, right? So it is, it's like make an experience, go and spend time. Time is the most valuable thing we have, right? And so that's one of my changes for this year. How can you let us know, like, how to set a financial resolution and what that looks like?
Yeah, so as you go into the new year, start with just refreshing your budget, right? In a survey we did, we found 48% of people are planning to create budgets and to stick with them in the new year. A very good budgeting method people can use is the 50-30-20 rule, which is, you know, the income that you have after taxes, set aside 50% of that to cover off on your essentials, which would be, you know, your rent payments, your utility payments. The next 30% really you want to allocate towards your discretionary purchases, whether it's dining out, making travel bookings, etc. And the last 30% you want to put into savings and set aside for any kind of emergency needs. So I would say, you know, those are some good tricks people can use to stay on track as they go into the next year.
I love it. That's a really good one. And what are the financial tools available to help our listeners refresh? I love the word refresh. It's like, you know, and reset for the new year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, as consumers are making their resolutions, which includes wanting to save more, the best advice I can give them is there are a lot of automatic savings tools that are available, spare change programs. At Bank of America, we offer the Keep the Change program, where you can round up the purchases that you make your debit card to the next whole dollar, and the incremental money just gets automatically added to your savings account. So on a weekly, monthly basis, just automatically move a portion of your paycheck directly into your savings accounts. And then we also at Bank of America offer a life plan where, you know, you can use life plan to establish your near and long-term goals, and it helps you track progress against those financial goals.
I love it, Chica. You really mentioned some really good things. And, of course, interest rates are pretty high right now, right? And so putting that money in an interest, you know, account that's accumulating can also help you, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's some really good rates available on CDs that clients, consumers can take advantage of. So those are just some ways, they could be saving money at better rates.
Yeah. People, you know, I mean, it took me a long time to like, you know, go, okay, this is really silly. I'm not using all my, knowledge here to change some of my accounts. So I love that. Chica, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you, Kim, for having me. And, you know, just as a quick reminder, bettermoneyhabits.com has a lot of the information that I just shared. So go check it out, and happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you. I look forward to having you back again. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And for all of those, I actually just did a Facebook Live, an Instagram Live, talking about this, that the holidays are actually a really stressful time. This is the first time. I don't know. I just am not. I simplified my life in so many ways.
So I hope that this new survey on the impact of the holiday stress on your heart health is going to bring some attention to you. And of course, joining me is Dr. Glenn Levine. He is really a master clinical and clinician, professor of medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And you've actually recognized locally and regionally about the international for his teaching. And so we are lucky enough to have him today talking about really the research on an uptick in cardiac events during the holidays. We keep hearing about this. And so I'm excited. And of course, American Heart Association medical experts bringing us these great topics. So again, let's welcome Dr. Levine. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sorry that was a big introduction, but I'm really passionate about this as I lost both of my parents to heart conditions and just recently my dad. And so I think this is really important because I really feel like we go check our cars, check our, you know, our ears, our eyes. We don't always check our hearts. And so talk to us about that.
One of the things we found in this survey for your listeners to be aware of is that more people get stressed with the holidays more than any other time, even including taxes. The reason people become so stressed is that in addition to the usual daily stressors we all have, such as family, work, finances, and our everyday obligations, during the holidays, we all face additional stressors, including things like finding and selecting gifts, preparing meals, entertaining, traveling, and all the many dynamics that come with the family getting together. So in reality, it's an extra dose or an extra helping of stress that we all have to deal with.
Makes so much sense. You're absolutely right. So what are people like, what could they do to, like, for me, I was like, okay, I'm not going to be 24/7 going to holiday parties. I'm going to pick a couple that I really want to go to. Like, you could simplify your life, correct?
Yes, you can simplify your life. And one of the things you can also do is just recognize that these are stressful times of the year and that you will have additional stress, and then come up with some coping mechanisms, some ways to deal with the stress. And probably the most important one is to make sure you carve out during the busy holidays some me time, 20 or 30 minutes a day for you just to focus on yourself, going for a walk, meditating, journaling, reading, whatever can bring things back to you and you can focus on your own psychological health.
I love that, Dr. Levine. That is so like almost like a priority. What I've done is done a priority time. That's the same time every single day. And so I know that I have that hour open.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, one interesting finding from the survey is that people overlook their own needs for the sake of others during the holiday. So they're so focused on giving, 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 and entertaining, 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 that they forget that they're entitled to have some fun and enjoy the holidays as well. And so that's why it's good to carve out some time for your own wellness. And remember that you don't want to put yourself last on the holiday list. You're entitled to actually enjoy the holidays rather than just trying to get through them.
I love it. Really good advice. And so can you share some of the interesting findings from the survey results?
Yeah, well, the number one finding, again, is that these holidays are the most stressful time of the year. Another important findings that we alluded to is that people don't spend enough time paying attention to their own well-being. And then another finding is that it's not like magically January 1st, all your stress goes away. This stress lingers for weeks or even a couple months. So it's something we deal with for a while.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, you hear of a lot of heart-related things always during the holiday. I mean, I don't know if maybe it's more, if you're more aware of it, but is that true or is that just, I mean, is it true?
Yeah, it is true. One of the really disconcerting findings that people have discovered is that your risk for a heart attack and even dying during a heart attack is actually goes up during the holidays. So you want to be particularly attentive to any chest pains, chest discomfort, or chest tightness that you may have.
Okay. Well, something to definitely make us aware of that. And Dr. Levine, first of all, where can my listeners find out more information about this?
The American Heart Association has an excellent website on managing stress. So your listeners can go to heart.org/stress.
Okay. Well, thank you again for this important message and happy holidays. And I hope that we can have a stress-less holiday and bring it all the way into 2024.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for having me on, Kim.
You got it. Take care and thank you for your help.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I just want to remind everybody to get your name in so that you can get the gift certificates to Manhattan, 419-0008. All you have to do is text us or call us. And, of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. May the holiday season bring you good cheer and health throughout the coming year. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Beautiful morning.